Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a disturbing video has been posted on X by Israeli Minister Ben-Gvir showing the treatment of detainees taken from the Gaza flotillas. The footage appears to show people with their arms bound behind their backs with cable ties being forced to kneel in the sun with their heads pressed to the ground. It also appears to show an Irish woman being forced down in the same manner. Well, Ireland's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, described the behaviour as utterly appalling and unacceptable. And I spoke with the minister a little earlier and I began by asking her about the video and whether it was not only the treatment shown that was shocking, but also the fact that an Israeli minister appears to be goading those who've been detained.
Look, I mean, I have to say I was in a meeting with my Jordanian colleague when this was posted. You know, we'd just spent an hour and a half talking about the Middle East, talking about Gaza, the West Bank, how we can work together, how we can do more to respond to Israel's completely unacceptable actions. And then I came out of the meeting and the first thing that I saw was this video. And I think, like you, it is utterly appalling, not just to see the way in which citizens and Irish citizens in particular were being treated, but to see an Israeli minister waving a flag, goading, smiling at what was happening. It's just, you think things cannot get any worse when it comes to the Israeli government, and then you see something like this. And I think this has to be a moment for all of us where this is a wake-up call that we respond collectively, and particularly when it comes to the EU, the international community, but the EU as well, that we respond collectively and strongly in response to this and so much else that has been happening. I mean, my priority in that of government is to make sure that our citizens are safe, and just to assure people listening that that is and has been our priority for the last 2 days. We haven't been given access directly to our Irish citizens, but we are, of course, engaging directly with the authorities and demanding that this happen as soon as possible. We've been engaging directly with the legal representatives of the flotilla and then, of course, their families, who I'm sure are concerned as to what has happened, but my priority is making sure that our citizens are safe, that we get access to them as quickly as possible. But this just again highlights the fact that we need to do more, and this is what I and my colleagues in government have been advocating for some time. We've made progress in the last council meeting I attend, where a recommendation by myself and two other colleagues to reimpose a motion that would pose sanctions against violent settlers, that was agreed finally, even though it's been on the table since last year. And what I am advocating for now is that we would, at an EU level, agree to either ban the trade element of the EU-Israel Association Agreement, or what I would prefer is that we go even further and that we ban trade in the illegal settlements, because that is the only way that we send a clear message. In the meeting I've just had with Minister Safadi from Jordan, he is clear that EU action, making a strong statement, that is the only way that we can respond to this type of behaviour.
Okay, let's go back to this particular incident and indeed the Irish citizens who were involved here. Is there safety guaranteed, Minister?
Look, we've seen from the video, and I am pretty sure that obviously the woman that we see in the video is an Irish citizen that has been forcibly thrown to the ground, and that in itself is extremely concerning. I have engaged immediately with the authorities and demanded that our citizens are treated humanely, that they are treated with respect, but that we have access to them immediately so that something like this cannot continue to happen or happen again. That hasn't happened yet. And again, this is no way for a government. This is no way for any type of a country to behave with other citizens, particularly when they've been detained illegally in international waters. So these boats were not detained in Israeli waters. These were in international waters. And we have been making it clear, as other countries have, and I welcome the fact that other countries have been equally as strong in condemning what has happened, in demanding the immediate release of our citizens, but also calling for accountability here. And I hope, again, and I don't mean to go back to this, but I hope that this means now in our next few weeks and the council I attend on Friday and beyond that, that we will start to see people change their position and be clearer and stronger in demanding accountability from Israel.
So you've made formal representations to representatives from the government of Israel off the back of this incident. What response, if any, have you received from them?
We haven't received a response yet. This has gone directly to them on foot of the footage which we've just seen in the last hour. But we have naturally over the last 2 days been engaging directly with the authorities throughout this whole process from the moment we knew that the first boats were being intercepted. This morning I spoke with my ambassador on the ground in Israel and had a direct conversation with her as to where people were at that stage. Some of the detainees were on land, others are still at sea. And there was a question mark as to where people would be taken. We know last year when this happened, they were taken to a detention facility, which is a number of hours away from the port. So we are still trying to ascertain what steps will happen next. But most importantly, we are trying to make sure that we have access to them as soon as possible. And that hasn't been given to us, that hasn't been allowed. But we are talking directly to their legal team who had access and direct access to them this morning and making sure that that contact is kept open. But again, this is completely unacceptable, and in no uncertain terms, I condemn the actions of the Israeli government in this regard. And this has to demand action, not just from Ireland, but from the European and the international community again.
Do these detainees, do they have access to food, to water, to medical supervision?
So my understanding is that there are no issues from a medical perspective. And again, this is information that we are getting secondhand because we haven't been allowed to speak to them directly. I'm not clear from when they landed what they have had access to, but we have made it very clear that our citizens and that every citizen that's involved here has to be given access to water, to food, to medical treatment, and that they have to be given access to their representatives, to their embassies, to their consulates as quickly as possible. But I think the fact that it's been 2 days now, and I appreciate that the people that are on the ships, their phones, they threw them overboard, so that meant we couldn't directly engage with them there. But they are now on land, they are now with Israeli authorities. There is absolutely no excuse and no reason as to why we cannot directly engage with them, and that is what we are calling for.
Yeah, and we had the husband of Margaret Connolly, who is of course the sister of our president, on the programme yesterday. He was in tears because he has not been able to communicate with his wife. If the legal team have met with them, do we know how they are?
So again, it's not clear who exactly is included on those numbers that are on land. So not every person from the flotilla, there's over 400 people here across 55 different boats, not all of those are on land. So the people that have been engaged with directly by the legal teams, we still don't have clarity as to who they are. We know that there are some Irish included in it, but we don't have full clarity. And again, this just adds to how, I want to use the word ridiculous, but how difficult this situation is, and why it is so important that the Israeli authorities allow us access to our citizens immediately. So every effort has been made, and I want to assure all families that we are making every effort to get this information to them as quickly as possible. The information we have back through the authorities and through the lawyers is that people are safe, that they are well, that they have access to food and water, but we need to be able to talk to them directly. And again, that is our priority and that is our focus. In the time ahead, there are still Irish citizens, I believe, that are on boats. And of course, we need to make sure that they can be landed safely on shore and that we find out and have contact immediately with them as well.
And Minister, you said at the top of this interview, you know, this needs to be the line in the sand. This has to be a moment. We've got to go further here in terms of sanctions on Israel. And yet we have Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying that the passing of the Occupied Territories Bill will not change Israel's behaviour. And Richard Boyd-Barra says, well, surely that's evidence that we need to go much further. We should be adding services to the Occupied Territories Bill, and we should be implementing it immediately.
Well, the first thing that I will say on this is I will bring forward legislation, and I want to be clear with people on that. We have given a commitment and we have said that we will do it, and we have been principled in every approach that we've taken when it comes to Gaza, the West Bank and Palestine more generally, from recognising Palestine to the huge amount of humanitarian we're providing at a time when people are pulling back. And I will, and we will as a government, bring forward this legislation. But what we've always said is that for this to be impactful on the ground in the way that we need it to be, where Europe moves together collectively as one, it has a greater impact. I'm not saying this won't have an impact, but to have the impact that we know is needed for Europe to move together, what we've called for now and what I've called for is that at our next council meeting we will have votes again, but this time we would be voting on either a suspension of the trade element of the EU-Israel Association Agreement. That's an association agreement that essentially gives preferential trade treatment to Israel. We do not, and I do not believe that should be the case, but I'm also advocating that we would have a vote and that we would pass a ban on trade with goods or services with the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And this is what I know will have a greater impact.
Minister, I just want to bring you a tweet that I've just seen from Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister. He said, Israel has every right to prevent provocative flotillas of Hamas terrorist supporters from entering our territorial waters and reaching Gaza. However, the way that Minister Ben-Gavir dealt with the flotilla activists is not in line with Israel's values and norms. I have instructed the relevant authorities to deport the provocateurs as soon as possible.
Let's be very clear here. This is a Prime Minister that has supported and approved the introduction of the death penalty, public prosecutions and executions. So saying that this action is not in line with, this action is symptomatic of this government in Israel. And this is just another step that they are taking that highlights that they as a country, that they as a government do not respect international law. They do not respect international human rights, basic dignity. And this is just another manifestation of that. So, you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu can say this, but this is just another action that has been taken by his government that he has fully supported, that completely goes against international human rights, human law and basic human dignity. And we've seen this from the outset in the response in Gaza, in the West Bank, and now when it comes to Irish citizens and many others who are illegally detained in international water. They were not in Israeli water. And there are very clear laws of our seas, and they have completely contradicted this. So I do hope, and I'm glad to see that many of my European colleagues have condemned these actions and have called and demanded that there is accountability here, that we see that reflected then in any action that we can take in the European Council in the coming weeks.
That's Helen McEntee, Minister for Foreign Affairs, speaking to me a little earlier.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.